There we go. Sorry, I was recording to the wrong thing.
There we go.
Hello.
It's a good start.
Thursday Warriors. Oh my god, this Thursday has been so crazy. It has been nuts. It's like so freaking hot out today. I went for a bike ride because I'm an idiot, right?
In the thunderstorms.
I went at like 2 o'clock. Like my buddy was like, you know, I'm gonna take a break from work to like, if you want to take a bike ride, we'll do that. Cause he lives on the north side. And so we're like, okay, cool. So we leave his house and we get from his house to the strip. Cause he forgot a water bottle. So he had to go, we had to buy him a separate water bottle. And so we drive down to Copacetic, which is site bikes. No, maybe that's it. I can't remember. It's something on the strip. It's down by the Cork Factory. Okay. Super cool bike shop. Very, very, very awesome. But we go walk out of there after buying this bottle, and there's just a giant dust cloud that flies through the city. And like some of the bikes out front just fall over. There's people running. We're like, Jesus Christ, like, are we even going to make it back to his house? So we walk back to his house, or we ride back to his house instead of riding. We were going to go down to the point and then over, but the wind was so, like, we were riding into the wind. So yeah, it was like so strong that it sucked to really do that. So, but yeah, it was a little intense. But anyway, I am your normal host, John. With me this week is Justin, filling in for Tim again.
Yep.
You know, it's
here again.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me back, especially after my rant last week. I thought we'd kind of get flagged for that, to be honest.
It's fine. I'm actually surprised. I've never like rewatched anything, so I'm surprised they actually did censor anything. So,
well, like I said, they censored the one swear, and then they're like, my soapbox thing about Sandman, which is coming out tomorrow. You know, they kind of let that go.
I forgot about that.
I was like, okay. I was like, I guess we're not really worried about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot Sandman drops tomorrow. I'll have to watch some of it before I go to work.
I will watch it while I'm at work, while I'm packing stuff.
As long as you get your shit done.
You know,
Don't tell the other staff members that I was okay with that.
As we're doing this live on YouTube.
Well, I mean, if it becomes a problem, then you will be yelled at and it'll be not okay. But yeah, other than that, like, not a lot of crazy stuff going on this week.
It's that post San Diego Comic-Con lull.
Yeah.
Like, all the news comes out for like what, the week of, the week after, and then this week it's silence.
Well,
C2E2 is coming up, is this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. I have a lot of friends who are actually there, and I was gonna go, but then I ended up having to cover the stores, and I was like, damn it. But it's a lot of fun in Chicago. If you're in Chicago, check out C2E2 this weekend. It is like, I call it like New York light. So, because it's almost everything that you get at New York with a little smaller artist alley, but way less people and bigger aisles, and you can walk around and actually enjoy the show. It's a lot of fun. Definitely recommend it. One thing that did happen though, between this week and last week, was Nichelle Nichols passed away. And that was huge. She was a, you know, a groundbreaker. She was a big supporter of NASA. You know, she had the first interracial kiss on TV with William Shatner. It was nuts, man. Like, she was a superstar. She was also like the nicest lady. I met her one time at one of the Wizard World Pittsburghs. Like, I happened to be walking in when she was being pushed in her wheelchair, and she was very nice. We talked real quickly and nothing super nuts, and she just was very, very nice.
Well, so. Since we're talking about local cons, what, Steel City Con is this weekend?
Mm-mm.
There's it next week.
Next weekend.
Yeah. But I unfortunately, the bad news coming out of that was Michael C. Hall, Dexter himself, canceled out on the show. And I thought last show people were nasty. Wow, people were angry. Like,
and I understand.
So do I. And
I don't know, like, so as a showrunner, I don't know how I would. I this is one of the reasons why I don't want to have that kind of a celebrity at our show. Mm-hmm. Because, like, that's a giant headache if something like this happens. So, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, but apparently it was like a prior obligation.
Well, like
Hollywood, whatever, you know, Hollywood takes precedent over a rinky dink show in Pittsburgh. Sorry to say, not insulting Pittsburgh or us or showrunners, but dude, those Hollywood paychecks are way more lucrative than what was it, $100 per autograph, and if you got the VIP it was like $250 or something like that. And I like I said, people were upset. I was upset as well, because I like, what, it's like the whole cast plus him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only ones that were missing were like the big, like big time Hollywood people that would guest star, but everybody else that was the regular on the show is going to still be at the show. It's just minus him, which is very disappointing.
Yeah, none of the villains throughout the seasons are on there.
Actually, no, they did get
did they get the guy who's the guy who played his brother in the first season?
No, they did not.
Okay,
he would have been one of my favorites. I don't think he's done a lot lately though.
He is on Star Trek Discovery and Star Trek Strange New Worlds. He's playing Spock's dad, Sarek.
Okay.
And I was like, holy shit, I know who that dude is. Like, as I'm watching this,
I just remember what he did after he did Twilight, after he did Dexter. And I'm like,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which, I'm sorry, Twilight fans, that was not his best thing. Fair. But hey, he got a paycheck out of it, so you can't blame the guy. Oh, what's his name? He was opposite. He was one of the two guys on Boondock Saints. I'm trying to remember. Ellis?
Right.
Is it Sean Ellis?
I don't remember if that's his last name.
I might have to
Google. I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
but he was also a bad guy on Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Which, well, that was the one where was him and a group of guys were like, raping and killing people, young girls, and burying them, and it was their big gang secret thing, and he was like the ultimate bad guy. He was also in the last Saw movie, second to last Saw movie, somewhere around there. He's done a lot. He's a major getter there. I wouldn't have mind to, you know, meet him. But Machete's,
I think I
still
actually
there, so.
I honestly, I think I end up having to, I have to work the whole weekend this time. I don't think I can go at all.
Me too.
Because so. I definitely have to work Cranberry Friday. Saturday, I have to work the Mills. And then Sunday, I have the Metallica concert. So, and I have some friends from out of town coming in for that. So we're going to hang out. So I might, like, I don't know, go and hang out with some vendor buddies after the show on Saturday, like the end of the night. Maybe I'll go grab dinner with some people, but that's pretty much it. You went to Neo this last weekend up in Cleveland.
It was very busy. I want to thank the showrunners there. I forget their names. I'm so bad with names. It's going to take me a little while, but they were good to us. It was in a soccer field type venue, similar to those who go to Toyapalooza. similar kind of staging. We were busy. I was lucky. I talked my stepson to giving me a hand, and me and him did, we did very well. And nice. We got lots of compliments on our, you know, in general from the fellow vendors, and we did very, very well. So it was a good, it was a good weekend.
I saw pictures from the show posted on their socials, and it looked really, really didn't busy,
even,
which is,
we didn't even have time to take pictures, to be honest with you. We were,
yeah, definitely.
Every time I'd look up, they're like, "Hey, can I buy like another wall book?" And I was just like, "Okay, we're running out of wall books here. If anybody buys any more wall books, we're gonna start like packing empty boxes."
Right,
which is a good problem to have.
Yeah. But, no, that's great. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you guys did well, had a good time, and I'm glad the show did well. Like they're always, they've always been good for us.
Yeah.
So. And then we have at the end of the month coming up, West Virginia PopCon down in Morgantown. So I don't know if they've announced this yet, but I know they happen to get a classic wrestler for the show. He may or may not have Beefcake in his name.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So I may have to go down to check that out just because of that.
Hey, so, it's, you know, it's,
yeah. It's their first one back since COVID too. And we really want to support them and help them kick back into gear. They were very supportive of us when we kicked Three Rivers back in. So, they're good people. I like them a lot. Hope they, do well. Maybe I'll see if they want to come on, see if John wants to come on, next week and hang out. That'd be kind of fun.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk some comics. And then we're going to talk after that. We're going to talk a little bit about, mostly about, the whole Batgirl debacle. Okay.
Well, I don't know a lot, so you're gonna have to, I'll be just as filled in.
I don't know a lot either, but we'll have a discussion about it.
Okay.
And we'll put it that way. All right. So my first book is Sword of Azrael.
You took it right out of there, man.
Is
this the regular one or the one shot?
This,
because I read both.
I'm doing both as well. But this is the number one from the mini series,
okay,
which I actually liked a little better because it is going to go into a mini series. Yes. This is cool because like this Jean-Paul Valley's kind of like trying to make amends and not be the crazy, you know, angel of vengeance anymore. So he's in a monastery and he tries to save this girl. Because these guys are picking on her, and he ends up just standing there and getting pummeled because he knows that if he were to let into his Azrael side, he would beat the shit out of this guy. Mm. Turns out the girl was looking for him anyway, and he's kind of trying to come to peace with, should I be myself or should I be Azrael, or should I try to be what Batman taught me to be? It was a very good story on that end. And then there's this really awesome scene where the Azrael part of him kind of comes to him almost like a vision from God.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought was neat. And then the girl realizes that actually is him. And in his forward thinking, he gives the flaming sword to the head monk, goes out and tries to keep the monastery safe from these guys that seem to be attacking it. And it turns out to be Vengeance, the daughter of Bane. And they're not there to hurt anyone. They're there to help the Templar Knights and get that and help save that girl. And here the girl just wanted the flaming sword anyway, and she becomes Sariel, she is taking the sword and she is ready to beat some face. It was super good. If you understand, like, the angels, Sariel is the twin of Azrael,
mm-hmm.
and is also an angel of vengeance, and it's pretty nuts.
Well, as a fellow Azrael fan, like, this is the first time we've seen him, like, his solo series, since early 2000s?
Like with Sean Paul Valley.
Yes. Yeah. With Sean Paul Valley.
Yeah. We had the Michael stuff in the pre-52, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I have both, but I know exactly. Yeah, that sounds about right. But I know his ongoing was into the late 90s. I think 99 or 2000 was like right there where his last stuff ended. So it's been 20 years ish. So
yeah, that's pretty true. And then they brought him onto the detective team for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was on Task Force X for a little bit, and Justice League, the one Justice League in space.
Yeah, Odyssey. He
was part of that. Odyssey, he was in too.
They mentioned in the one shot where Batman asked where he's been. He's like, in space?
space. I'm in space. So it was very good. I gave that book a really good.
Art's really good in it. I love the outfit. Gotta have the Azrael classic outfit. So it made me very happy. I looked and I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was coming out. So I had to grab and put it in my box. And
Oh, yeah. I did the same thing. I walked the wall. It was like, two Azrael books in the same day? What? Which brings me to my second book, which is also Azrael. Whoops. Not that.
That's our YouTube channel.
That's our YouTube channel. There are three people watching, but no one's saying anything in the chat.
Of course. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people say anything last weekend either. I feel like we're being snubbed here.
They normally don't. It's usually like, unless we have guest in.
The Time Cop followers there are hardcore.
there's some guys like Dan and Ron, they'll post a lot. Like, it's just you got to get them going on the right subject. So my second book is Azrael, Dark Knight of the Soul, one shot. Same creative team, different colorist. And this is him in Gotham, and he's kind of doing the nurse thing still, taking care of this dude named Bullet Tooth. And this is more of him kind of being like, do I fit into Gotham? At some point he finds Bullet Tooth again, and then like it goes into this crazy story about like kind of like a Lazarus Pits type thing with the Knights Templar. And it's kind of cool, but it's like I just felt the story was a little misjointed and didn't quite be as cohesive as I'd liked it to be.
I think they rushed it. I think that's the way it felt.
Yeah, it felt like this should have been at least a two-part series or a three-part series versus just a one-shot. But, you don't see that a lot.
Especially with the Knights of the Templar, would have been interesting to extend that a little bit. Would have been nice.
Yeah, I felt like this was like the story arc that was before the other one. And they were like, no, you only get one issue to do it. Yeah. So they just jammed it in there.
We find out the first the limited series was actually supposed to be the one shot, and this is the actual limited series. They just mixed it up, and it's a giant comic book error. So those who are interested in comic scalpers, book scalpers, go for it. We'll see you guys looking for those Azriels there.
Right. So, all right. I got one more.
All right.
And then we'll talk about whatever you have for this
okay.
week.
Well, you took the one, the two books out, two of the four books I was going to talk about.
So all right. Well, Dead Lucky. This book, I picked it up because it's an Image number one. They're usually pretty good. The art was really good in this book. But the story was a little, like, it started off kind of strong, and then it kind of was like, what the hell is going on in the middle? And then it kind of comes back to try to tie everything in together, and it's weird. So it's basically like this ex-military woman, and she has some kind of weird powers that are like electrical. And she has like a mech, and then there's like cops, and there's other guys who are trying to stop the cop or stop the mech. And
sounds like the creators just kind of threw ideas on the board and go, okay, we're just gonna mix this all in one book, one series.
Yeah, it was very, like I said, the art's fantastic, but the story was just a little hard to follow. So I'm going to give it like a, I don't know, like a 2.5 out of 5. Like, because okay. the art is super good. It's just like, it could have been a little tighter on the writing. Now it also might just be, you know, the first issue, you know, I wasn't a super big fan of Radiant Black in the first issue either, but then that ended up being pretty good. So there you go.
Okay. Well, since we already talked about the Azrael books, we've already kind of gone over it. So my next one is Spider-Punk number 3. For those who haven't followed the Spider-Punk series, the story up to now is...
You mean number 4.
Is it 4? Or...
It's 4.
Yes, it's number 4. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Then it's 4. My bad. It's been a long day, John. Numbers are mixed in my head.
What?
You're lucky I could speak coherent English. But
I took a nap before I got on here because I was so beat from like that bike ride in the middle of...
Yeah, there we go. For those who haven't got into this series, what are you waiting for? This is like fan service galore. If you're a punk music enthusiast, it is there. Half the dialogue is ode to Misfits, Ramones.
Yep.
Like every legendary punk band pretty much you can think of is in there. The art is fantastic. It's very, what is it? It's kind of like a spray painted punk throughout the whole artwork there. But you finally get to meet like some of the big time villains. I guess this would be the anti-Avengers, I guess.
Yeah.
The Authority, I guess, is what they call them. Now we got what? Norman Osborn is a Venom head in a MODOK suit, which that alone is worth getting the comic because it looks so out there. It's great. Right. Taskmaster is back, which you guys met in the first one, who looks basically like Jerry Only. Yeah,
Jerry Only. Mm-hmm.
Wearing a Taskmaster suit. That's pretty
much
it.
It's more like, I mean, he's more built, so he's a little more Doyle. But yeah. But he's a misfit with the devil lock.
Yeah. There's a cop Venom.
Uh-huh.
There's
a Punisher.
Yeah, he's a Punisher. And then the other one is a war machine called the Machine of Order or Order Machine, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I see where we're going with this. And what, they get into a little battle. They get their ass beat. I guess it ends on them, like, they're going to be in a public execution. So I imagine number five is going to be chock full of, you know, tropey rescue and Lord knows how many other people, how many other heroes in a punkish style are going to pop up and help,
right,
you know, everybody. So I'm enjoying this whole thing. This is possibly my most favorite Spider-Man book since the first Superior Spider-Man series.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably, I probably will agree with that. I was going to say since Spider Island, but I think that came out before,
that was before Superior. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, the first.
I'm not really Superior up on Spider-Man, good. But I like these different versions of Spider-Man over Peter Parker, so I'm cool Same. With it, you know. And then my other book is a Boom Studios. This is the book I've read since issue one, like 2 years ago, pretty much. Once in Future. For those who don't haven't caught up to it because you're reading all the other wonderful books from Boom Studios. Once in Future is basically, Buffy the Vampire Slayer mixed in with Night of the Living Dead, mixed in with King Arthur. You smash all three of those together, and this is what you come up with.
I love that the first arc was like really King Arthur, and then it went into like Beowulf.
Yes.
And like it just keeps hopping to these cool.
Yeah. And it's like every fabled warrior come back to life in this zombie form. You got a zombified Merlin. You got a zombified Beowulf. You got King Arthur, a zombified King Arthur. You got another zombified King. I'm trying to remember which other king there is. There's so many of them. They keep popping up, and then there's just this group of humans. This is Sarah Michelle Gellar, if she was elderly, in Buffy mode, you know, and her grandson was basically, you know, just kind of the tag along who's eventually going to take over the mantle of trying to keep the peace for humanity here. It's a joyride. I guess the current issue now is this giant battle between Arthur and I think it's Beowulf. I'll have to reread, but it's beautifully done. It's a very underrated Boom Studios book. Something Is Killing the Children, I know, is the one that everybody's go to, but this was actually out before Something Killed the Children, which is that this is get like overshadowed.
So the first arc really did very well.
Yeah.
It's just, it hasn't, like, it's lost its hype. Because I think during COVID, it kind of,
they had the delay. There were a lot of delays during COVID with this book, because I remember it would come every 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden it's like, it's 2 months and I still haven't gotten my book. And I was wondering if they canceled the series, but it's picking back up again. If you guys haven't seen it, give it a shot. If you read one, it's only like, 24? Number 24 or number 23?
28.
Oh, 28. Okay. Even further along than I thought.
The first like four issues, I think, came out before COVID. Mm-hmm. And then it just took forever for it to kick out.
Yeah. And the covers are just as beautiful as Something Has Killed the Children. Uh-huh. Like, I will put a lot of those covers versus Something. And more than likely, I would pick Once in Future over Something yeah. Story of Children. Like cover wise, it's the art is great, and it,
I the like inside, the art a lot.
Yeah, it's very. They use colors. It's overall, it's got to be one of my favorite books. That's non big two.
Yeah,
you know, so it's. Agreed. You know, it's definitely on my pull list for until they cancel it or, you know, it catches on with everybody else.
What? That'll never happen.
Yeah, I have terrible. I've been told I have terrible taste in comic books, you know. What? So.
Me too. So it's okay.
Cope tells me all the time I have awful taste. You don't know how happy he was when he's like, you're getting rid of all your Spawn collection. Ooh, I told you Spawn sucked.
Yeah, but I bet you got some decent money for the stuff in the middle. Like
I did. Yeah. Well, I did keep some of the big books. Yeah. So that's for a later day if I really want to trade for something I really want. But
right.
No, it's those were the four main books I read were the two Ezreals, the Spider-Punk, and the Once in Future of my
nice
work.
I think you and I have similar tastes, obviously, since I had all of the books that you talked about in my pile.
Yeah.
So
you just get way more than I do. I have a small
that's fair. List. That's fair. That's 100%. Well, there's like a couple books I sub to. And then there's like, and then I'm like, all right, what catches my eye this week? And I'll pick up some other stuff. Usually it's like I'll try a couple indie number ones and twos to see if I like the book. So speaking of indie stuff, real quick, Paper Girls came out last week on Amazon. I don't think we talked about that this week or last week at all.
No, we were too busy with the S.
Yeah.
Like San Diego, the San Diego stuff.
Yeah.
So we even missed half of the stuff they announced at San Diego.
Oh,
we
yeah.
tried to concentrate. We tried to downsize and we still didn't fit it all in.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was all right. The book, I tried to read the book back when it came out and I read through the first volume and I kind of dug the first volume, but it was kind of like hard to follow in my opinion. And I think after somewhere between the first and second volume, I stopped picking it up because I was just like either just downsizing my what I'm reading or I just was like too hard to follow. But the show made it easier to follow. But I did hear some people, some complaints from people about.
What now?
well, very, very specifically, it was that the stereotypes were like really stereotype, like they over stereotyped, like the Asian family growing up, like the like someone who was complaining was like they are Asian and they were like. I lived through that time and I do not know a single Asian family that couldn't function without their kid. Whether it be language barrier or whatever, like that, they were like, that's not okay. There were a couple people that, were complaining about the over stereotyping of the closeted, lesbian. And I was like, okay, I'm like I thought the story worked for what it did, and I don't think it was heavy-handed in any direction, but I'm also not an Asian woman or a lesbian, so I don't know.
What do you know?
But I mean, if, I mean, I will totally 100% believe you because,
yeah.
I don't have that background. But I just thought the story worked for what it was trying to do. I thought it flowed a little better than the book did. The scoring was awful. I didn't like the scoring in it at all. But they try to do this because it starts in 88 and it hops to 2019 and then it goes back to 95. And as they're doing these time hops, they like play music from each one, like toward the end of each episode. Like, so it kind of had like a Stranger Things vibe part on that part. Stranger Things. So it kind of had that vibe, but not really.
So they were trying to hop on the Stranger Things bandwagon, so to speak. And they're like, well, we're not going to try to make this original. We're going to try to use bits and pieces of other things and then hope and pray it works like it's supposed to.
Right. And it was okay. Like I said, it wasn't bad. Definitely check it out if you're interested, if you like Brian K. Vaughan. I think that specifically Brian K. Vaughan's stuff is hard to either he's not finding the right producers that can translate his stuff to TV, or the studios are changing enough stuff where it's not following it, or maybe his stuff just isn't good for that kind of TV. Because I know he's done he did a couple episodes like Lost and a couple other things. He's done sci-fi episodes, so it's just kind of like, is he not writing the episodes out, or is someone else doing the transcripting and is it not translating well?
I feel like that's a Hollywood thing where they tend to, they want their mark on everything. And it's been
shown because it's why The Last Man didn't go more than one season either.
Yeah.
So,
well, that seems to be a thing where it's like people want to complain. It's the material, the source material is bad. The source material is fine. It's when they try to change it and the translation gets lost into changing from original stuff into how are we going to fit this in? 30-minute window, hour window, yeah, or even movie form where it's like 2.5 hours. It's a difficult process. And I know I have a couple friends who do work in Hollywood, and they always tell me it is the worst place to work because if you're a creator, because they literally, the producer wants a piece, the director wants a piece, studio wants a piece, and they all want their little agendas and they all want their little things, and it ends up ruining the whole thing as a whole. So, you know, I always try to look at it of, is it entertaining enough and is it close enough for me?
Yeah.
And it's like I said, I'm hoping tomorrow will be Sandman, starts tomorrow. I think the Interview with the Vampire starts this week too, if I'm not mistaken.
What's that on?
I think it's AMC.
Okay.
AMC. Maybe. I think so. Yeah, I think that's it's going to kind of be like with the Walking Dead type thing.
Oh.
I don't know if it's on the same night, but I know it's they're trying to keep that the scary-ish theme there. I'd have to look it up to make sure. But so far, from what I've seen so far, preview-wise, both of them look pretty good, and they look more authentic. Sandman was never done, but an Interview with the Vampire so far looks more to what I think Anne Rice wanted, envisioned, instead of, hey, we're just going to take hot Brad Pitt and hot Tom Cruise and make them vampires. And they're going to be the whitest of white people in New Orleans, where they're more, this looks more realistic of the time period and the
AMC October 2nd.
October. Okay. I thought it was August. So my bad.
Nope. So October.
Then just have to look forward to Sandman then. So.
Yeah, and then the week after that is She-Hulk. So
okay,
I'm just looking at some of the stills from Interview. Well, I'm just looking at some of the stills for Interview, and it actually looks pretty good.
It's very authentic, New Orleans for the time period.
is hold on. I want to be like, I want to make sure. Okay, Jake Patterson is playing Louis, mm-hmm. which is really good, I think.
And Lestat looks like Lestat. It's just not Tom. It's just not Tom Cruise Lestat for you people who were. Well, he was so good in Top Gun 2. Let's have him reprise his role as an Interview. No, please, no.
Right?
He's a little old looking to be a vampire.
I am curious, though, to see how Bailey, what's her name? Bailey Bass or Bass, like, does with Claudia. Because, like, I feel that she's, like, a little too, like, Claudia's supposed to be like 8 and I'm pretty sure she's like 15.
I think they're trying to go for like 12 or 13, I think. By
well,
the
I imagine the they probably cast her a little older so that they could get her for a couple more years at that look.
Yeah.
For, you know, so she can kind of look like a vampire. That's, but
and they also didn't
we'll also see how long but I mean, but also how long are they going to have her in the show? Like, she's not even in the book that long. Like,
no, no.
You know, so we'll see.
We'll see how long the series is.
I am a very big fan of the Lestat run of the Vampire Lestat series from Anne Rice. So,
well, I hear that this is going to be the starting point. So I hear
it was the starting like parts in the books.
Yeah. So, but I mean, like, they're talking Lestat, like a legit Lestat, like just him, not Lestat / Queen of the Queen,
right,
of the
Queen of the Damned.
Queen of the Damned.
Yeah. Because
I try to jam it into a.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Queen of the Damned wasn't terrible, but it wasn't as good as Interview because they jammed two books together.
Yeah.
And like.
And it had a.
It was still better than whatever Tail the Body Thief would be. Let's be fair. Because there's like one good scene in Tail the Body Thief, and that's the scene where Lestat is like, screw this, I'm killing myself and flying into the sun. And he tries to fly himself into the sun, and his body takes over and just slams him into the ground, underground after burning in the sky while trying to fly into the sun, and he just stays there for a long time. But Memnock the Devil, man, I'm waiting. That's going to be so good when they finally get to that.
I think as far as I remember, before she passed, she signed off on pretty much the majority of her work being done. So we'll see how successful this will work, and we'll see how it works out. Fingers crossed that hopefully it works out, because I am also a Anne Rice fan like that. I definitely read all her stuff when I was a goth kid back in the day there. So that was a staple for emos out there that go read the books, people. They're available on digital. Read it on your iPad.
And for those of you who are a little more on the erotic side, make sure you check out her Sleeping Beauty series.
Really? We're gonna push that, huh?
So I had a girlfriend back in high school when I was reading these, and she was like I had lent her all the Lestat series. She's like, oh man, what else did she put out? And I was like, well, she did the Sleeping Beauty series. And she's like, is it good? And I'm like, hold on. Like, we were in a bookstore, like back when there were multiple bookstores, right? So we go to the bookstore, and I pull off one of the books, and I hand it to her, and I just go, flip to any page and read 3 sentences. And she does. She's like, oh. And I'm like, flip to another page and read 3 sentences. Oh. And I'm like, that's the whole book. And she's just like, okay. So it is very, very good. I enjoy that. I also enjoy the non-Lestat vampire stuff, but not as much as the Lestat stuff.
The witches are interesting.
The Witching Hour was the witching. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was very good too. They made a comic of that too. That in the and an Interview back in the day, it was a Image or a Innovation Comics out of Wheeling did them. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool.
I believe they're in our dollar book section somewhere.
A lot of them are, yeah. You're not wrong. All right. So let's the biggest news that has come this week is that DC / Discovery, because Discovery bought DC, has decided to shelf the Batgirl movie, even though they dumped $90 million into it and are not going to release it even on HBO. So what I have heard from reading some of the articles is that basically the gist is they showed it to some test audiences and it was that bad that they did not want to ruin their whatever image. And I'm just like, so you're going to still release the Flash movie with with Ezra Miller in it. And that's not going to ruin your, yeah, right? And that's not going to ruin your,
oh my.
Your image. Come on.
Well, to be fair, those were done before they bought DC. So they kind of have no control over
it. But Batgirl was pretty close to being done. Like, I'm just like, was the story that bad or was it shot that bad? Because, like, they put out Man of Steel and Man of Steel was pretty bad. Like, or not, or sorry, not Man of Steel. Sorry, Superman Returns. That's what I meant to say. Superman Returns, pretty bad. Batman Superman, pretty bad.
Yeah.
Either cut of the Justice League, pretty bad.
But again, being fair, this is not Discovery yet. Like, a lot of this is probably Warner Brothers messing it up again. This is, again, kind of on my rant about...
So you're blaming AT&T.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. AT&T. Stick to making phones, guys. Stick to the phone world. They should have never even tried dipping their toes into the entertainment, because they ruined Game of Thrones. They ruined DC. They borderline almost killed DC. You know, it's...
Well, it's, in the movie side, yeah. But on their TV side, though, it's very good. Like, Patrol is great. Peacemaker's great.
Yeah,
like, but... Titans, a lot of people love. Swamp Thing was great, except they fucked up the contract and lost a bunch of money on it.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing of they're good. Movies are what gets the general grab. That big grab. Like, I know movies aren't as big as they used to be, but more people will talk about an awesome movie for years over a television series that may last, one or two seasons, maybe three, because they don't last as long as they used to either. So,
I'm going to download this because... It's really funny that I just got this and
breaking news here on the channel.
No, it's pretty funny. So,
is it one of my Skeletor memes that I send you on the messenger?
no, but it is a meme.
Oh, okay.
So, it is really funny because Bukowski just sent this to me. My buddy Rob just sent it to me. I'm pretty positive he is not listening to this podcast right now.
Are they talking about Suicide Squad again?
All right, but that's another one. Like, put that out, and that was a giant piece of shit.
Yeah, it's
I think, but it's their TV is good, their animated is good, like even their CW stuff is good. It's just, guys, like, your movies aren't good, just don't worry about movies anymore, dial it down.
Well, so I think it's again, it was a lot of Warner Brothers thinking that they could be better. Because how many years were Warner Brothers like the movie production
company? Oh, yeah.
decades. Yeah. And to be fair, they did put out original Batman series, like Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever.
Forever. Of the non-Keaton ones, I like Forever more than I like Batman and Robin.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
At least they had Nicole Kidman. She carried the movie.
Yeah, but I will die on my hill of I liked Val Kilmer's Batman. I just didn't like his Bruce Wayne.
Okay. That's fair.
I thought he of just Batman, I thought he did the best.
Yes. So. Yeah. I'll give him that.
But I mean, how bad does this movie have to be that they're not going to release it at all? Fox was like, oh man, New Mutants, it's really bad. We're not going to do anything with it. And then eventually they're like, we'll just send it straight to streaming. And then they did, and it was fine. And it actually is a pretty good movie.
Oh, I guess that depends on who's, opinion on that is, or
I mean, if you know the characters, it's a good movie. If you don't know the characters, you're gonna be like, what the fuck is this?
That's probably why they didn't release it in a major motion picture,
right?
Is that, I think, are we going for the our generation's version of the Fantastic Four movie that never got released?
The one I have on DVD downstairs.
The
Roger Corman one, right? Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's very good. I bought it at Baltimore a couple years ago on DVD. It was great.
But it
actually is very good. The Doctor Doom in it is awesome.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though, is when a studio has their mindset of this isn't going to make us money, this is going to be a flop, it's better to tuck it away, whatever.
Yeah, but is it really, or is it more like, should we just release it and do what we can and get what we can back? Because like I mean, oh my god, like, let's think of all the movies that are that bad or that probably shouldn't have been released, like Suicide Squad, the first one, and
how about this?
And like the Dolph Lundgren Punisher movie, right? Come on. That movie is
I kind of like that one. Is that sad? I kind of like that. Because that was,
I mean,
it was a better Dolph Lundgren than he. How about He-Man? Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
Where they literally ran out of money at the end of the movie. And all they could do was like, okay, we're going to turn out the lights and you guys just sword fight in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's rough. So, but yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, there are movies that are worse that, you know,
but it's released. also it costs way more money now than it used to make a movie.
That's fair. So, well, I don't know, man. I think if you did inflation, it would be about the same.
Well, and it depends on how much CGI is being used.
All right, hold on. Let me see. If I can find,
because I just watched. If you ever watched the Mojo top 10 stuff,
hold on. First movie to be made. So it was $22 million in 1987, right?
Okay.
So $22 million in 1987 is how much today? You want to take a guess?
I want to say 200.
57.3.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So so it was like a $60,000 movie, like, by today's standards.
Yeah.
So if you think about this, Batgirl movie was made for $90,000 and was bad. Like, He-Man was made for $60,000 and it was that bad. So,
but that also killed He-Man for about a decade.
Yeah,
you don't want to kill Batgirl for a decade. You're gonna kill. True. I think it's partially the fact they don't want to hurt the Batman franchise at all.
I think that's true. I think they don't want to hurt the Batman image more than what Ben Affleck has already done for that. because, well, I also think that they're trying to go away from that Batman, because, you know, they did the Batman and it did do very well. And, you know, they're not doing a Ben Affleck Batman movie. You know, he's going to be in what, Flash? And that's it, right?
Yeah.
So, and maybe they'll use some of the cutscenes in the Flash movie when they do all the alternate universe stuff, because it's Flashpoint. So, who knows? Who knows?
Well, we'll see how it goes here. It's
I would totally believe Ben Affleck as Thomas Wayne, though. So, just saying.
Well, my own question is, though, is it worse than Wonder Woman 84?
You know, I didn't actually think Wonder Woman 84 was that bad. I just thought it was too long. And some of the scenes were drug out to where that's what made it bad. Like the, I'm going to learn to fly by myself and take 20 minutes to show you how I can fly by myself and lasso lightning was like a little too long. And that whole Cairo scene was like not useful for the movie at all.
I still haven't seen it. I took people's
opinion. I thought it was fine.
I was like,
I thought it was better than Suicide Squad.
Yeah, the first one. My like for Suicide Squad, again, it goes to my trope of awesome soundtrack. And I can listen to that soundtrack. I have it on my Spotify right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I love listening to it.
It had a great soundtrack. Yeah.
It's
agreed.
I think if they would have spent nearly as much money on the artists, the money it took to put out a soundtrack album and put it a little bit into the acting lessons for some of the actors or the writing, you know, they probably would have had a way better
movie. Yeah, but what's her name, who was Katana, is now on The Boys. So,
yeah.
Like, she's the female on The Boys, and she's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all I got, and I'm still wiped from riding my bike in 100 degree heat. By the way, don't do that. It really makes you tired. I'm just letting you know. Like, I was
not 20 anymore.
Oh. Well, the weird part was like, I wasn't even like sweaty. I was like, is it so hot that I'm just gonna it's just gonna evaporate? Like, I'm not even gonna get to the point where it's sweat beating, it's just already evaporated into the air.
Oh my.
And then I got home and I'm like, man, I am so like so exhausted from just beating that heat. I went to bed for like an hour, so took a nice little nap. I miss naps. I should take more of them. So, but
all right. Well, before we go here, let me just point out what we're doing. Whatnot sales again, guys. After about a 2-month hiatus, I'm trying to start it back up here. I will be your host for the Whatnot. We tried to do it before the broadcast here, but we were having technical difficulties. Apparently, you can't have multiples of things on your account, and it won't let you, because I kept getting an error on my phone. So I guess I will have to, I'll have to adjust it and see. Just do it on my phone and then wing it from there, because the phone is what I use to broadcast.
Well, that's some crap, because they told me specifically that they would run it on multiple items and or multiple things, and that's why
it was. I've done it on a personal thing, and it's worked fine. But for some reason today, it just did not want to cooperate. And weird. I was putting in the password that you were sending me directly, and it was like, won't let you do it. I kept getting a red error screen, and I'm like, okay, there's something going on. Weird. So it was supposed to happen today. It's going to happen tomorrow. I want to say about 5 after 6 in the evening. So for anybody who's interested, we got metal covers for buy it nows. I will show those off at the beginning of the auction. And then we have a whole bunch of books. I got a nice little mix of some Spider-Mans. I got some Avengers. I got some She-Hulk. I got a little bit of X-Men. So please come join us on Whatnot. It's under New Dimension Comics. You know, cool. Not much else there to plug for that.
Cool.
So,
all right, guys. Thanks a lot for watching and or listening. And make sure you like, share, comment. Make sure if you want to just listen to us, you can check us out on Spotify and iTunes. And yeah, that's about it. We thank you so much. We'll catch you next week.